Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
An Erio's original.
And welcome to Web Crawlers, the podcast where we do a deep dive into some of our favorite mysteries. Each week, we will introduce our topic, lay out our research and findings, reveal some conspiracy theories, and conclude with our own hypothesis. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And we are back in action. Thank you guys on the Discord for being so excited and so patient. In the meantime, while I was doing a disastrous job leading the podcast,
it was a great job.
The listeners made it a great job. Melissa, who is our patron this week?
We have Leanne.
Yes.
Welcome.
Woo! Welcome, Leanne. Leanne Rhymes, you're in for the time of your life.
Yeah.
Let's get into our main episode today. We are going to continue with Scammers Gotta Scam January.
Hell yeah.
Yes. We're actually going to start going with themes for either months or a few weeks at a time, which is an exciting new way we're going to try to construct the podcast this year, see if it works or if it doesn't. Last week in Melissa's episode, she talked about Brittany Dawn, and Melissa mentioned the name of the scammer, Belle Gibson. Today, we're going to get into her, and honestly, one of the most insane stories that I've ever heard. This woman claimed to cure her malignant cancer holistically, profited off of it, rose to heights that I did not know or expect.
Oh, no.
But there's a major plot twist. Let's get into it.
So many people have suggested this episode, by the way. Like, we've gotten so many over the years. I'm like, okay, I'll do a Belle Gibson episode finally. And then,
oh, really?
Perfect timing.
You know, it's funny. I didn't recognize her name until I saw the name of her app. And I was like, I feel like I've downloaded this. Like, I feel like I had app on my phone. Yeah, crazy stuff. Belle Gibson was born October 8, 1991. That makes her a Libra. Libras are represented by the scales, which is interesting because this bitch is anything but accurate. She is. We're back.
Wait, I think Ripley's a Libra. My daughter, September 24th.
It's not a bad sign.
Okay.
She's just a bad person.
Okay.
She is an advocate of pseudoscience and claims to have cured her own terminal cancer through health, diet, and exercise.
That's not how it works.
But
that's not how cancer works.
Most importantly, plot twist, she never had cancer to begin with.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
More importantly than you can't cure cancer by eating vegetables, you can't cure cancer if you don't have cancer to begin with.
Well, yes, you can. Yeah, devil's advocate.
If you don't have it, it's an easy way to not have it. So let's get into her upbringing, which she claimed was also, she's a pathological liar. Basically, she's a pathological liar.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So growing up, Gibson, this is the craziest thing, that I watched a 60 Minutes Australia interview with her, and they glazed over this one thing that she said, and I was like, huh? Okay, so she allegedly has two birth certificates and has changed her name 5 times.
What?
Yeah. And then they never go back to that. And wait, then I tried to find
that's an
more
important thing.
Yeah. And I tried to find more about that online and I couldn't find anything.
What?
And yeah, so I'm like, who is this woman? Like, this is talented Mr. Ripley shit. But okay, so Gibson told a prospective business partner in 2014 that she had several names that she went under. She repeated this in an Australian Women's Weekly article. She said that her mother changed her name 5 times. Gibson's corporate filings indicate that she is 3 years younger than she publicly claims to be.
I mean, that's weird to claim to say that you're older.
Right. Yeah. I sent you a little clip from the 60 Minutes episode. Oh, will you play it where she talks about her age?
Yes. Oh, boy. Here we go.
It's so weird.
Even when it comes to her age.
You're 23, right? Well, actually, how old are you?
I've always been raised as being currently a 26-year-old.
What?
How old are you?
Well, I live knowing, as I've always known, that I would be 26.
Oh, this is crazy. Okay, well, that's already crazy.
This is a really, okay, really
Rachel Dolezal.
How old are you? Yeah.
I believe that I'm 26. And I have two birth certificates, and I've had my name changed 4 times.
Okay, I believe that I'm 29. So
yeah, like she identifies. I've always believed that one day I would be this age. Like, what is? And the reporter is so dragging her to filth through this episode. She's just like, insane. Belle, this is a really easy question. Like, it's
what's your name? Well, honestly, I've got 2 different birth certificates.
Like, literally, it's like she'll hold up the color blue and be like, what color is this, Belle? And she'll be like, well, there are many shades in the spectrum and people could potentially see. And it's incredible the way this woman,
that's
like,
amazing,
talks circles with not answering questions. So Belle has one brother and she was raised by a mother who had MS. At the age of 12, Belle allegedly moved out of her family home and in with her classmates. She said that her brother has autism and that she was unable to really be a child because she had to take care of both her mother and her brother, and that she had 0 toys as a child growing up because no one had time for her.
And is this
then
true or is this allegedly?
No. No, this is alleged. This is what she says, and her mother makes another statement, which I'll read in a second.
Oh, boy.
Then her freshman year of high school, she allegedly moves in with a 6-year-old man and drops out of high school. They say the 6-year-old man is her friend, and I'm like,
No.
What does this mean? Yeah. She then became active in a skateboarding community, which is like the fun, one of the weirdest and funniest things about her.
She wearing Airwalks?
Which is true. Like, that part is true. Yeah. And if you look at pictures of her, not presently, but during her health and wellness time, she's blonde and shiny and, you know, what you imagine a wellness influencer to be.
Right.
During this skateboarding time, she's very MySpace-y. Like, she's giving the finger, she's wearing thick rimmed glasses, her hair's dyed black, it's half shaved. Wow. At one point, she has a mullet. Like, this woman is a real chameleon. Mm-hmm. It's during this skateboarding era and this is around 2009, 2010, that she starts claiming all of these medical issues. And she informs her friends about these things by like Facebook posts and tweets and like MySpace and whatever. She claims that she had 3 heart operations, 2 cardiac arrests.
Oh, no.
That she died twice on the table and that she had a stroke. And this is all within like a year. And these are all separate events. This isn't like one event that happened that she's saying occurred. She's like, this all happened within a year. And she goes into detail, like, you know, she'll tweet like, I was on the table and they had to use the paddles. And I have bruises from where they used the paddles on me. I'll read what her mother recanted. Her mother made a statement saying, what a lot of rubbish. Belle never cared for me. Her brother is, not autistic. And she has barely done a minute's housework in her life. I've practically worked myself into an early grave to give that girl everything she wanted in life. Every time she moved house, I paid for it. Whenever she needed something for her son, I'll get into that in a bit. She has a son, Ollie.
Son.
I paid for it. Yeah, she has a son who she had when she was 18. Whoa. If she wanted a new computer, I paid for it. Phone bills, clothes, beauty treatments, you name it. And this is how she repays me. She's just a girl who always has ideas above her station. She was never happy with what she had and embarrassed by her family. Her taste just became more and more expensive, and she was living beyond her means, and she was addicted to her computer. She used to fall asleep with it. Always on Facebook, always online. But among us?
Who has it?
But that world is not real. It's not healthy. So,
wow.
These weird things are already starting to be disclosed.
Crazy.
At the age of 18, she is away. She moves again, gives birth to a son. In 2010, she says, quote unquote, I had a stroke at work. I will never forget sitting alone in the doctor's office 3 weeks later waiting for my test results. He called me in and said, you have malignant brain cancer, Belle. You are dying. You have 6 weeks, 4 months tops.
Damn.
Now, this is what she wrote in the foreword to her book.
Oh, she has a book.
Yeah. So she has a app and a book, which I'll get into. And they're both called The Wellness Pantry. And so this is what she wrote in the foreword to her book. When these things start coming out that she actually didn't have cancer, she backpedals and says she never went to a legitimate doctor.
What?
She revises her story because she tries to blame her thinking she has cancer on someone else now. Her revised story is that in 2009, she met a man named Mark Johns. In her testimony, in her legal testimony, at first she calls him Dr. Phil, which I'm like, you're just pulling at names. Phil. Like, it's so obvious that this person is made up.
Oz?
Yeah. Yeah. I met a man named Dr. Oz. No, not that Dr. Oz. It was just a Dr. Oz. So she says she met a man named Mark Johns, who said that he was an immunologist and a neurologist, even though no record of this person exists. Yeah. She says that he did integrative medicine on her and that he used some sort of German technology on her where it was some electronic machine with all these buttons and sounds. Uh-huh. And he hooked it up to her and it beeped and buttons
it beeped
lit up
3 times. Yeah. And he's like, oh, you have
and
a
he was
cancer.
Like, you have malignant cancer. Yeah, I'm like, you're gonna die.
Oh, this isn't good.
And it's crazy because technology like this exists.
Right.
If you are a fan of like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I guess, mm-hmm. Denise Richards' husband,
right,
maybe he
has
boyfriend.
That. I think it's her. They got married on the show.
Yeah, he has some weird company.
Yeah,
in Malibu. That. Yeah, he uses all these like newfangled tools and claims to have the cure for cancer. And
well, what's crazy is that I think Denise had to get. Was it her appendix or she had to get something removed?
Yes.
And she went to the hospital. Everyone's like, why didn't you use your husband's technology to remove it?
Yes.
Like if it works so well, and she like didn't respond to that, but she had like some appendix or some liver something. And he said people were following them because of like the work they're doing.
Yeah. He was like, the FBI is after me because I know about cancer. Here, here's a quote about from Denise Richards' husband about cancer. Everything you've been taught about how disease process and stuff works is not true. I have to be careful because he thinks the FBI is after him.
Right.
At the age of 12, I was living next to the largest nuclear facility in North America. What?
Did you go swimming in the water like I did?
Yeah, the three-eyed fish. I watched everybody die of cancer. I couldn't understand why we could split an atom with sound and cause a nuclear explosion. If you look at an atom, there's lots of space, right? Electron, proton, neutron, whatever. There's a lot of space. It's empty space, right? 99% is space. But it's oscillating at a frequency that appears to be real in our reality. Does that make sense?
No.
No, King, it doesn't. Traditional isn't traditional. It's allopathic. And allopathic, it means alternative medicine. Look it up. It's all a measurement of the electromagnetic spectrum frequency. I break down stuff so you can all heal you. I don't heal anybody. I remove blocks, discord, and information. And then he says, you know... He says, cancer is in every one of us right now. You want to know why cancer comes in because it's protecting you of an infection your immune system did not respond to and you would have died in 12 hours.
Huh? What?
So he runs and, I mean, this is a tangent. I wasn't planning on going on, but here we are. So he runs and founds a cancer healing center called Q360 Club in Malibu. It's a state-of-the-art healing center designed to foster optimal health and mind, full body scans and analysis. The Q stands for quantum energy field.
Oh, okay.
He uses frequency generating devices to vibrate the cancer out of you.
No.
I mean, there's charlatans like him who like, this is what Bell is alleging happened to her, that like one of these guys was like, you have cancer, I can fix it. So she claims in her book that she undertook chemotherapy and radiotherapy for 2 months. She got pregnant with her son and was like, I don't want to do normal therapy. I want to do holistic medicine.
Right.
But then everyone was like, you didn't go to a doctor. There's no proof of this. So what actually happened? And she says, oh, well, the pills that Mark Johns was giving me and the supplements and things like that, like I thought that was chemotherapy. And like her story keeps changing. So then everyone's like, if you thought you had cancer, why didn't you go to the doctor ever to get a real doctor to get a brain scan?
Yeah.
Or, like, verify that you had cancer. And she was like, well, I just believed it. Like, if someone tells you you have, you know, I thought he was a doctor. So I just,
if someone
like,
tells you you
him.
Have cancer, you believe them.
You believe it. Yeah. So then later she changes her story and she says that in 2010, she did go to get a brain scan. And she says that Mark Johns / Dr. Phil had received the results of the MRI firsthand, that she never received the results, and that Mark Johns showed her different MRI results that actually had a brain tumor. So she believed that she had brain cancer. So that like he duped her by showing her fake results. The truth is this. The truth is that she did go in to get an MRI in 2010. She had a 45-minute consultation with a doctor. she never mentioned to that doctor that she thought she had brain cancer, that she was told that she had brain cancer, or that she was receiving holistic treatment for brain cancer.
Right.
The reason she went into this doctor was because she was getting a checkup to see whether or not she had multiple sclerosis, since it ran in her family.
But it didn't actually run in her family.
No, her mom does have MS, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But she never had to take care of. She didn't have to take care
right.
of her
Oh,
mom.
She didn't take like, care her mom of her, right.
was,
okay.
Yeah, her mom was fine. Her mom had MS, but it was not like severe at the time or anything. Right. She got a brain scan and she was fine. She did not have MS and she certainly did not have cancer. And she never mentioned cancer to the doctor. So then she releases a statement saying that the cancer has spread to her blood, brain, spleen, uterus, and liver.
She's riddled with cancer.
Yeah, she hits everywhere. So this is in 2014, and this is like the craziest thing I've ever heard. So it's her son's fourth birthday party.
Is her son is four, so that makes her 22.
Yes,
real age.
She's
22.
Yeah. So Belle fakes a 40-minute seizure at her son's fourth birthday party.
No.
Yes. And no. I'll explain in a second why she does that.
No.
So, and it's right as the party's wrapping up, Belle slides down a wall and starts having what she says is a really intense seizure while everyone around her is screaming and crying. And then as soon as someone picks up the phone to call an ambulance, Belle wakes up from her seizure and says, don't call 911. Yeah, don't call 911. You guys, it's fine. Don't call 911. Whatever you do, don't call 911. I don't want the police here. Then when everyone knows not to call 911, she slips back into her seizure.
What is she doing?
Yes. And she releases the statement, you know, then that she, with frustration and ache in my heart, it hurts me to find space to tell you tonight with all the love and strength that I've been diagnosed with third and fourth cancer.
Third and fourth
and she
cancer.
Would yeah, which is how you phrase it. And then she would post sometimes like on her Facebook and she'd be like, oh, I've been at the doctor all day. It was very painful and stressful and long. But it turned out she was just getting her veneers done.
No.
Yes. This fucking bitch. Let's take a quick break for announcements. Web Crawlers has a Patreon. To get access to bonus episodes, shout outs, merch discounts, please go to patreon.com/webcrawlers. You can donate as little as $2 a month to become one of our bimbo patrons. And newsflash, I will be recording a Patreon video today. Or maybe Ooh. Melissa and I will be, depending on time.
Yes.
Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you give us a 5-star review, we will shout you out. Also, Irios has a hotline. Insert jingle here.
626-604-6262.
Irios.
It's really been popping off. Today we are doing a mailbag episode, finally.
Oh, yeah. Finally, yes. See what kind of deranged voicemails we have from like September.
I cannot wait to hear what you guys have had to say. So please call us and we will begin our mailbag episodes again.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Now on to our program. Here's why, here's like the genesis of how she got popular and why she faked that seizure and stuff. The wellness industry is a $3+ trillion industry.
Crazy.
And it's always been popular, but if you think once social media started, it was a whole new way to promote, spread information, or rather spread disinformation. So how can you make money and stand out within a space that's already incredibly popular? And it's by having to relate to your audience in a specific and different way and have like a really intimate relationship with them. So in 2013, when she alleges, you know, that she has her cancer and things like that, she starts her Instagram called Healing Bell. And she says, "I was diagnosed with terminal cancer. I tried chemotherapy and radiation. I've decided to go a holistic route, and now I don't have cancer anymore." And Cool. Everyone's like amazed. She says that she used diet, Ayurvedic treatments, IV therapy, yoga, and holistic medicine.
Yoga is demonic.
Cure herself of cancer. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yoga's the devil's work. So she, what's confusing though is that, like, she says she cured her cancer, but then, like, a year later, it has spread to her blood, spleen,
so you didn't
uterus,
cure your cancer.
Right. So, like, none of this really makes sense to me.
No.
By the way, I want to say, like, Ayurvedic medicine, having a good diet, like holistic medicine, none of that is bad on its own.
Right.
Like, it's fantastic to eat healthy and, like, heal your body. And I totally believe all that stuff has benefits. Like,
sure.
Eating gluten-free or, like, cutting down dairy, cutting down sugar, like, does in fact like decrease the inflammation
in
your
body.
Yeah, it really does. You know, I believe all of that is true. However, it does not cure cancer.
No.
You know, like it will not, there's a line, you know, especially if you don't have cancer to begin with. So her Instagram starts gaining a lot of followers and she's like, "I should make an app because I need to monetize this." Because in 2013, this is like the genesis of, you know, like Instagram. I don't think that they are really doing like sponsored posts and things like that.
No,
yet.
This not was kind yet.
Of, this was like the gaining followers portion.
Yeah.
Like having notoriety. She meets this guy named Alex, who's a programmer, and they create the world's first lifestyle app. Mm. And it's called The Whole Pantry. And it gives like diet suggestions, workout tips, meal planners, information on like Ayurvedic medicine and like all sorts of stuff like that. In its first month, it was downloaded 200,000 times.
Wow.
Making her almost $750,000.
Damn.
Yeah. And in 2013, it got the Best Food and Drink App Award by Apple.
Nice.
And it's the first lifestyle app. Belle is huge on Instagram. She has this amazing story. So Apple really honed in on her. And they invite her to work on a secret project with him.
Ooh.
With them. This secret project turned out to be the fucking Apple Watch.
Whoa.
Yeah. Belle's whole pantry app was going to be one of the only apps that were pre-programmed onto the Apple Watch.
That's great. That's like the U2 album that got downloaded onto your phones.
Oh my God, I was just about to say that. So it's like, you know how your phone comes like with annoying shit, you know, like stocks and like you can't get it out. I mean, like I'm sure a lot of people like stocks, but like it comes with stuff just comes pre-programmed on the phone. Yes. So her app was going to be just one of those things that everyone had
on the
phone.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so they're probably going to pay her a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
Here's one thing that I'm okay, I'll say allegedly because I don't want to be sued. This is a big allegedly. I'm actually not even going to say the sentence that I think. You put it together yourself. Steve Jobs loved Belle, and they were working very closely together. When Steve Jobs was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, he delayed conventional treatment for 9 months.
Really?
Because he favored holistic treatment over conventional treatment.
Uh-huh.
He later said, obviously, that he regretted that.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Whoa.
But I'm just wondering who he got that idea from. I'm just saying he's working closely with Belle.
Just saying... Maybe.
I'm just putting that out there.
You
do the math.
You do the math.
Penguin also published a book of the same name.
Right.
This killed me. I think this is so funny. So there is this woman named, I might pronounce her last name wrong, Jessica Ainscoff. And she was another woman who actually had cancer. And she attempted to cure herself through holistic means, something called Gerson therapy. And I Googled Gerson therapy, and basically you just drink juice all day long and give yourself coffee enemas.
What? And
it sounds horrible. And she had soft tissue cancer. Her brand was called the Wellness Warrior. The juice and coffee enemas did not cure her.
No.
And she passed away at the age of 30. And Belle crashed her funeral.
What?
They had only met once. And after they met, Jessica said something was quote unquote off about Belle.
Sure.
Belle crashed her wake and funeral and apparently made a huge scene.
What?
She turned up to the private wake and cried hysterically. And then asked Jessica's fiance for a private chat and cried hysterically on him.
What?
She cried the loudest the whole day. One attendee said it was like she was making a point of being seen and heard.
What? Why would you do that?
It was probably to like gain more followers, to be like, oh, I'm going through the same thing. Like, I might end up like this. Like, if you guys like Jessica, you'd probably like me too. And she probably was trying to steal her husband also. Like, this woman's nuts.
That's crazy.
She also befriended the family of someone whose child had cancer. Brain cancer. And the family says that the only reason that they think Belle reached out to the family was so that Belle could find out about what brain cancer felt like.
Oh,
and
no.
Like the symptoms, so that she could like echo them and say she was going through the same thing.
Ooh.
And Belle's like, I've never talked to these people. And these people are like, we have the receipts. Like she would come over and like cry with us and then like ask like how our boy was feeling.
Oh,
so,
God.
In 2015, everything comes crashing down. While Belle is making money from her book and her app, she's claiming that she is going to make charitable donations to different cancer therapies of up to $300,000. And consumer affairs is like, we're just going to look into it. You know, if someone says they're going to donate all this money, like, we should look into it. All the donation claims were fake. She had not donated anything. And when she's tipped off that articles about this are going to be coming out and that consumer affairs are going to look into her, she donates $10,000, which is not the same as $300,000.
No.
So in March 2017, she's found guilty of 5 breaches of consumer law. And this is the craziest thing. She did not appear in court for her sentencing, but wrote this email. Thank you for the update, confirming receipt of the email.
Thank you for the update?
Yeah. Like, thank you for the update that I've been sentenced. I got the memo.
Wow.
Like, she's crazy. She was sentenced to pay $400,000, but she has not paid anything.
No.
No one has been paid a cent. She's claiming that she's living off Centrelink, which I believe is like Australian welfare. She claims on her taxes that she has made $15,000 one year and $20,000 the next year. So she says like she's not making any money anymore. However, financial reports
was on the Apple Watch. Of course she's making money.
I should say now that the app, her website, the book is still being sold on Amazon, but the app and the website are all defunct now. Apple cut ties with her, and her website is – I went to her website this morning. It's no longer in – you know, and Apple has – Apple was reached for comment, and they – no comment. They did not say anything about her. And they also reached out to Penguin Random House being like, how did you just, like, let this woman
– yeah
– claim these stories, and you didn't do any background on her? And they were like, I don't know. You just believe someone when they say this stuff. Yeah. Financial reports show that she's actually spent $90,000, $45,000 on discretionary funds, and $13,000 on clothing and makeup.
Oh, no.
So she has money. She's getting it from somewhere, but she's just not paying. Today, she has joined the Ethiopian community. So
okay, what?
She has what? Changed her name to Sobantu.
Sobantu.
Sobantu. And she has joined the Oromo community in Ethiopia.
So she lives in Ethiopia.
A statement from someone in that community was like, no, we don't claim her. Like, we don't want anything to do with her. Yeah, we don't. The Oromo are the largest ethnic group in the East African nation of Ethiopia, and a large diaspora lives in Victoria. So I guess Victoria is a place in Australia, so maybe she lives in Victoria. But, Melbourne's Oromo community, so I guess she is with a community in Melbourne. So she is claiming that she has joined that community. She says, I became deeply invested in the community because I saw the character and the values of your people. I feel completely adopted by your nation and your people. They think that now she is a follower of Islam. I feel like my heart is as invested as yours and your family's. Your struggle is my struggle. Ugh. Etc. She's wearing traditional Ethiopian garb now.
No.
So that's what she's doing now. There is one funny. And also there is another article about her scamming. This is from the Daily Mail. Bizarre twist in Belle Gibson saga as notorious cancer faker is embroiled in a drug bust case under guise of Muslim legal advisor after the con woman converted to Islam.
What?
So it says, apparently she approached, there's some husband who was a drug kingpin. And she, Belle Gibson, approached his wife at the mosque and was like, I can help you. I can be your advisor in this situation to help you, like, get away from him or whatever. Let me help you in this court case. And then also I can move in with you and, like, all this stuff.
No.
Yeah. She's like pretending to be a lawyer now, and she's a part of the Ethiopian community. Yeah. So, I mean, this woman is not, she's not done yet. I don't think she's ever going to be done.
What's her son? Like, where's he?
I don't know. I couldn't find out a lot about, I mean, her son must be with the dad, because I can't find, there's no pictures of the son with her. Like, she must get, like, she must see him once a year or something weird.
That's crazy.
I mean, I hope the son's not with him, her.
Wow.
But what scares me the most about her is how often she changes her entire personality.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what that is, but like, it That's honestly strange. Is like talented Mr. Ripley shit. Like, she just takes on a whole new personality when things aren't working out for her. So,
yeah,
I don't know, man. she's a scary lady. And what's even scarier is that there's a lot more like her out there that we'll be getting into, you know, for the rest of the month, which is like, maybe
next week.
Yeah. Anyways, if you know anyone else like Belle Gibson, if you know, have any comments on this episode, if you have any more information on her, Melissa, where can people reach us?
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com.
All right. Well, I am Allie Coffee Enema Siegel.
I am Melissa Drink Juice All Day Long and Shit Your Pants Stetton.
My favorite activity. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by Acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.